August 3rd, 1660. I have decided to pitch a tent down in the Valley of Plenty and build a fence around it. Although there is less shelter here than in my original camp on the hillside, the land is fertile and I am easily able to find food. I will call this my country estate. August 14th, 1660. It has begun to rain again, so I will return to my original camp. September 20th, 1660. I am surprised by the sudden increase in my family of cats. One of them had run away, and I had feared she was dead. But eventually, around the end of August, she returned home with three kittens at her side. The wild cat I had killed with my gun was very different from the cats found in Europe. But although the ship's cat must have mated with one of the wild cats, her kittens seemed to me to look exactly the same as the ones I'd been used to. Soon the same happened with my other cat, who was also female. Before long, I may be pestered by dozens of kittens. The rain has been lashing down continuously since the middle of August, and I have hardly stirred out of the cave. I went out twice and came back soaked to the skin, but at least with food. My menu is now becoming less boring, particularly after I found another turtle. Today, for example, I ate some raisins for my breakfast, a bunch of grapes that I had dried, a piece of goat, and some turtle flesh for my lunch, and a few turtle eggs for supper. September the 30th, 1660. I have now come to the anniversary of my shipwreck and my landing on the island. I'd been keeping a check on the days by making notches on a cross, and they now amount to 365 days. I knelt down, thanking God for his mercy, and to show my gratitude I fasted for over 12 hours, not touching a morsel of food or taking one drop to drink. I then ate some biscuit and some fresh grapes, and went to bed. October 3rd, 1660. This evening, I have had to accept that my ink is running out. I have therefore decided to use it more sparingly and to write down only the most important events of my life from now on. November 15th, 1660. This morning, I sowed some grain. I only have a little, so I decided not to risk all of my store. Only time will tell whether it succeeds. November the 25th, 1660. Today I returned to inspect my country estate. It was still intact, although I had some difficulty finding it because of a surprising change. Where I expected to find my home, all I could see was a clump of young trees. On closer inspection, these proved to be the stakes I had cut to make the fence. They had sprouted long branches and grown taller, taking on a life of their own. In fact, they have become young trees, and I am delighted by their sturdy growth. I will make a similar fence around my original camp, as it will then be perfectly disguised. I can now understand that the seasons of the year on the island can't be divided into spring, summer, autumn, and winter, but into rainy seasons and dry seasons. This is how they work out. Half February, March, half April, rainy. Half April, May, June, July, half August, dry. Half August, September, half October, rainy. Half October, November, December, January, half February, dry. April the 29th, 1661. I have harvested my first crop of grain. The crop I sowed back in November failed, but another crop sown in March of this year has sprouted and grown. I may even be able to make bread. July the 2nd, 1661. I've been dividing my time between my original camp on the hillside and my country home. There was much work to be done in both places, and I have been busy making repairs and extensions. I then decided to travel across the island and make a thorough exploration. Taking my gun, a hatchet, a large quantity of powder and shot, and as much biscuit, cake and raisins as I could carry, I finally set out one morning with my faithful dog. As I walked, I tried to work out where my island is. On a clear day, I can see land to the west, at least 20 leagues away. If this land was part of the American coast, occupied by Spain, I would have seen ships passing. So it is much more likely to lie between the Spanish colonies and Brazil. This has always worried me. I know for a fact that the very worst savages live here. They are cannibals, and never fail to murder and eat any humans who fall into their hands. The other side of the island is much more attractive than mine. There are open fields with flowers and grass, beautiful woodland, and a large number of parrots. I decided to try to capture one, tame it, and teach it to speak to me. The bird wouldn't have a human voice, but at least it would be a company, for I am so unbearably lonely. Eventually I managed to knock a parrot out of a tree with a stick. Fortunately, the bird quickly recovered, and I took it with me on my journey. Further on, there were hares and foxes, rather different from the ones I was used to at home, but recognizable nonetheless. At last I came to the opposite seashore. The coastline here is much more attractive than on my side of the island. More important to me, this shore was covered with hundreds of turtles, whereas I considered myself lucky if I found one or two on mine. I travelled along the coast for about 12 miles, and then, having set up a huge pole on the shore as a marker, I decided to go home again, but taking a different route. In fact, this was to prove too difficult, because the weather grew so misty I couldn't see the sun, and therefore couldn't navigate. I found myself in a large valley that was surrounded by hills covered in woodland. I had no idea which direction to take, so I retraced my steps to my marker and returned home the way I had come. By the time I got home, I was exhausted.